The book of Psalms 124. Can we go with media so that we can get to read it together? And we'll be reflecting on a theme, the main theme being thanking God for all his great deeds, thanking God for all the good things he has done. But then the particular topic for this morning is the Lord has rescued us. How to thank him. Let's read Psalms 124. I'm reading in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says, the Lord was on our side. Let everyone in Israel say, the Lord was on our side. Otherwise, the enemy attack would have killed us all. Because it was furious, we would have been swept away in a violent flood of height and roaring waves. Let's praise the Lord. He protected us from the enemies who were like wild animals, and we escaped like birds from the hunter's torn net. The Lord made heaven and earth. He is the one who sends us help. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know I will remain standing. Last year, we used to say, turn to your neighbor and say to them, hello and hi. But I want you to turn to 5 people and wish them the best ever for this year. Not one person. Go to 5 people. Please move around and say, Happy New Year and all the blessings of the Lord upon. 5 people, not one. I will be counting. I will be counting. Thank you. 5 people in the presence of God. Happy New Year. The blessings from above, from Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. We can remain seated. Let's be on our seats. And the next thing you need to do is to say Happy New Year to yourself. Because it happens, you forget, you wish to somebody, but you forget about yourself. Just say Happy New Year to yourself and wish blessings to yourself. Praise the Lord. As I said it earlier, we are reflecting on a topic. The Lord has been our Ebenezer. The Lord has rescued us. Then how shall we thank him? Oftentimes, at the beginning of the year, there are many, many things that happens. Many things happen in our lives, and maybe for last year, 2023, there are a lot of things you have planned, but when you come to the end of the year, you find that you did not reach even maybe half of the achievements of all those things you have planned. Maybe 2023 has been for you something, a year that you wish to go higher in business, at your workplace. And maybe 2023, the question can be, what has it been for you in the community? What have you planned last year and maybe you achieved? But something a little bit strange is that maybe you dreamt to reach high, but at the end of the year, you find yourself low. And in such a context, someone is coming to pass you a message and say, be thankful to the Lord. Yet you know all those challenges, maybe all those failures. And in such a context, how does this sound to you? In a particular context for the Congolese people, living in North Kivu, particularly in Goma, a message of giving thanks to God comes with a lot of questioning. We are like, okay, we need to thank the Lord. But with all the confusions all around, what are we thanking the Lord for? This morning, I will be sharing just 3 takeaways that I thought they are helpful And it will help us to be able for this particular Sunday, first Sunday of the year, to go out and have this courage and have this boldness and have this commitment to be thankful to the Lord. The first thing is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, where the Bible wants us to keep our lives free from the love of money and be content with what we have. For the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the first takeaway this morning I want to share is that as we develop this commitment, as we take this commitment to be thankful to the Lord, the first thing is not to compare, but be thankful to the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of the things which keep us away from being thankful is when we try to compete, when we try to compare, when we try to look at what the neighbor, at what our brother, at what our sister has been, and not we have not been. Praise the Lord. This is a hindrance that can keep us away from not developing a thankful heart to our Lord. When you try to see what the neighbor has done, what you didn't do, you feel like, okay, maybe the Lord has not been there for me. Maybe you had a friend. Together you have been praying for a particular prayer request and he has been answered. You are not yet answered and you feel like the Lord has not been there for me. Comparison, false comparison, it's a hindrance to us to develop a thankful heart to our God. And it's happened for someone to say that the only way to compete and to compare is to compete with yourself. Praise the Lord. It's a little bit quite challenging. Someone say the only way you can do competition is doing competition with yourself, is to compare yourself to yourself. Why? Because success is not measured by how many things you have achieved. Success is not measured by how many things you have accomplished. But better success is measured by what you have achieved compared to what the Lord has put in you. Praise the Lord. Success is being able to see what you have achieved compared to what the Lord has put in you. What you have achieved compared to what the Lord has put in you and compared to the promises you know you have with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe the question should to know, what are those promises that you know that you have with the Lord? So sometimes when it comes to comparing to others, and we feel inferior to them because we think we have not been able to reach what they have reached, to achieve what they have achieved, and then we feel like, okay, there is no reason for us to thank the Lord. False comparison, false competition can be a hindrance that can keep us away from developing a thankful heart to the Lord. And that's what the Bible is saying in Hebrews 13:5 says, shall we be able to be content with what we have? Because the Lord has promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. Praise the Lord. The second takeaway will be, if we need to develop a thankful heart and be able to say, the Lord has been good to us, the second thing is to keep the records of all what the Lord has done and be thankful. Praise the Lord. Keeping the records of all what the Lord has done is also a way to be thankful to God. And that's what the Bible has said, that if the Lord has not been on our side, then our enemies will have attacked us and would have knocked us down. Praise the Lord. So keeping record, someone said, count all those blessings. If you look back on your shoulders all the year long, what are those blessings the Lord has blessed you with? So there is a reason why you need to be thankful for that, because the Lord has been there for you and he has come to help you. That's what the book of Psalms 124 is telling us, that we need to keep the records and remember that the Lord has saved us. So there is a reason why we need to be thankful. Praise the Lord. Being thankful, keeping all the records of what the Lord has done, will allow us to assess what we have been, what we have done, and will allow us to plan for what is ahead of us and what the Lord will do with us. The limitation we have as human beings, unfortunately, is that we only, when it's about assessing the year, assessing all the achievements, seeing what the Lord has done for us, we only focus on tangible things, the things we can see, the things we can touch, and forget that there are many, many of those blessings that the Lord has given to us in terms of even of intangible values. What about peace? Nations will buy weapons and start wars everywhere, but it is only God who can give peace. What about the inner peace you have in your heart? Isn't it a blessing? Isn't it a blessing, church? My question is, the peace that the Lord gives to our hearts, isn't it a blessing? It is a blessing from the Lord, because from that one, we can be able to do things that materially can be even seen. The health that the Lord has provided to us, isn't it a blessing from the Lord? When we evaluate what the Lord has been able to do in our lives, do we have also a time to look at that? The year of December was a very hectic year for me. One night, my wife got terribly sick. It was 11 p.m., and we did not know what to do at home. My wife started screaming a lot. We didn't know what was happening. We started, and we woke up. We started praying together. But it took like 30 minutes, we felt nothing was really changing. We decided that night to go to the hospital. As we reached the hospital, there is something that really touched my heart. We reached in the hospital, there was no patient beds available for people coming in. Too many people in the hospital. So I was challenging myself, I say, sometimes when we think about what the Lord is doing in our lives, we forget these intangible things that the Lord freely gives to us. Because the reality is that you can even go to the hospital and pay the hospital bills, medical bills, but the healing will only come from the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's also something when we evaluate, when we are thankful to God, we need to remember. Maybe the wisdom we have, the intelligence the Lord is providing for our children in schools, for us in our studies, in our education, it's also a blessing from the Lord. Did we think about all these things when we try to say, it's a particular Sunday, let us be thankful to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The third takeaway is keeping the records of what the Lord hasn't yet done. Praise the Lord. Keeping the records of what the Lord hasn't yet done. This seems a little bit challenging because maybe there is something we expected to be done last year, but by the end of the day, we finished the year and we found that nothing happened. Can we have this kind of faith of saying, for the year 2023, something ABCD was not done, but I can still keep the records of this. Because in the book of Numbers 23, verse 19, the Bible says God is not a mere human. He does not tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises. Praise the Lord. What are those things you have been praying for last year? And at the end of the year, you find yourself that nothing has happened at all. Will you have this boldness? Will you have this courage to write them down because you believe that you serve a living God who is a promise keeper? Maybe that was in a relationship. Maybe this was in your workplace. God didn't say to us last year that what hasn't happened will never happen. Praise the Lord. God did not say to us that what did not happen last year will not happen. It will still happen to us. But again, do we have this commitment to even say, this did not happen last year, I take it for this year, or we just take it, okay, whatever didn't happen last year, I put in the dustbin and this is finished. Remember that there is no dustbin for prayers with God. Praise the Lord. There is no dustbin for prayers with God. Every single thing you have ever prayed for will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In terms of encouragement, what we all planned last year and we know did not happen, we can still believe that the Lord, who is a promise keeper, will make it to pass. Amen? Can you turn to somebody and say, there is no dustbin for prayers with God? There is no garbage. Every single prayer we have made will come to pass. Praise the Lord. No matter what time, but it will come to pass. There is someone who said something very interesting, and I believe it's true. He said that our God in heaven has a big store where he keeps all those good things for us. Praise the Lord. For those who did logistics, when I say store, you know what I mean by that. He has a very huge, an enormous store, a warehouse where he keeps good things for us. And any single time we pray, what the Lord does, he ships the answer for our prayer. The same time I'm asking for a job, he ships the job for me. I'm asking for marriage, he will ship the marriage for me. I'm asking for a house, the same time he ships the house for me. But something challenging is that the Lord will never tell you openly when this will happen. Then it takes faith for us to be able to say, what I have prayed for, I believe that the Lord has shipped it for me, but what I have to do is to activate faith so that it may come to fulfillment. Praise the Lord. And of course, if we could be praying and have an immediate answer to our prayers, there should be a problem with faith. Imagine that if you were praying for God to give you a house, and the moment you open your eyes, you just find a house in front of you. How would you feel? You're asking God to give you a car, and the very moment you open your eyes, you find a car in front of you. Would you have faith? Would you have faith, church? Yeah, there could be something challenging about faith. But when we ask something from the Lord, the same time we ask, the Lord is ready to give to us. But it takes faith for us to be able to get the blessing to us. Praise the Lord. In terms of conclusion for this message, there is a very interesting verse in the Bible. In the first book of 1 Samuel chapter 7, there is a very interesting story of the children of Israel. When they were facing the Philistines, And the Bible records that they were under attack and all their cities were taken by their enemies. But Samuel, as the prophet of the Lord, decided to gather the children of Israel. He put them together. And he showed them how far the attacks of the enemies are so furious and that all their cities are taken. You can read 1 Samuel chapter 7, the whole verse from home. And then Samuel said to them, to the people of Israel, to turn back to God. Praise the Lord. He showed them how far the attacks of the enemies were so furious, and he suggested the children of Israel to turn back to God. So Samuel, fortunately for him, the children of Israel accepted the call and they turned back to God. The Bible says that they rid off all their idols. They were worshiping Baal's idols and Astarte idols. Astarte idols were limiting them to receiving the blessings from God. So the children of Israel decided to turn back to God, and the Lord gave them back victories over their enemies. Praise the Lord. Which means, for this particular year we are starting, maybe there is something needed for us to be done, is to set on verse 12 and 13, it says, Samuel decided to set up an Ebenezer monument for the Lord. Ebenezer meaning, so far the Lord has brought us. So far the Lord has saved us. So far the Lord has rescued us from our enemies. So Samuel decided to set up a monument, and he called it Ebenezer. So shall we be able to set up also our Ebenezer monument for the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for so far you have brought us to? Shall you be able to set up an Ebenezer monument for this year and say, crossing from the year 2023 to 2024 is only by God's grace, Lord, I set up an Ebenezer monument for you? Maybe it is a commitment you need to take for this new year. A commitment to serving the Lord in the church. A commitment to supporting God's work in the new missionary field. Maybe a commitment to give a thanksgiving offering. Doesn't matter how you will call it, but I would suggest, church, for this new year starting, that you may set up an Ebenezer monument for this year. Can you tell somebody, set up your Ebenezer monument for this year? Say it like you believe it, please. Set up an Ebenezer monument for this year. So we need to set up Ebenezer monument for this year and say, so far the Lord has brought us to, and we need to walk all this year with him, and the Lord will be with us. By his grace, we believe that he will be with us. Let us go out after this service, this very first service of the year, and acknowledge the salvation of the Lord. Let us go out and say, the Lord has saved us, 2023. The Lord is still saving us, and the Lord will still be saving us, because his salvation work is never finished. Praise the Lord. The salvation work of the Lord is never finished. Sometimes when we think about salvation, we take it in one aspect, that the Lord has saved us from sin. Yes, we believe this is the great salvation. But the salvation of the Lord happens daily in our lives. Praise the Lord. In different challenges of life, we need the Lord's salvation. We need the Lord's salvation. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up this morning and start saying, God, we set up an Ebenezer monument for you. You are Yahweh. You are Can you just say something to God and say, Lord, you are Alpha and Omega, and you know the end of everything from the beginning. And as we start out this year, we believe in your salvation. Please pray to God who hears your prayers and who's ready to answer. Father, we thank you this morning, for you are Yahweh, you are Alpha and Omega. You know the end of everything from the beginning. Like the children of Israel, like Samuel did, we decided this morning to set up an Ebenezer monument and say, so far the Lord has brought us. And so far the Lord has brought us. And we believe he will keep on with us. We thank you this morning for all your children gathered here and your word that has come to us, God. You know the different challenges your children are going through. We believe, Lord, that you will come to help and rescue them, be it financially, be it in terms of health, be it materially, be it in terms of relationship, be it in terms of new commitment with you, Lord. 2024 is a year of blessing. 2024 is a year of victory. 2024 is a year of new discoveries. 2024 is a new year of salvation, a new year of promotion for somebody. 2024 is the year for sterile women to give birth. 2024 is the year for our children to have new wisdom and have dominion. And Lord, lead and be faithful and be strong in the land. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, as we clap for you, Lord, receiving answers to our blessings, may the Lord be blessed. Praise the Lord. Let us be seated. Amen.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you for this wonderful word, and we really love it and we appreciate it.